This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here is a change to the American labor force that I'm not sure a whole lot of people saw coming. A whole lot of jobs that used to be safe aren't now because of the coronavirus. And more of the people who have those jobs, jobs that have been declared essential, are demanding hazard pay. Some companies have bumped hourly wages. Yes, some grocery chains, for instance. But who gets hazard pay and for how long? Is a question more and more businesses are going to have to answer. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on that one.
Hazard pay is a squishy term. Whether work is hazardous is pretty much up to individual companies to determine. Jennifer Trivedi is an assistant professor at the University of Delaware's Disaster Research Center.
The tendency is for hazard pay to be focused on employees who are exposed to things in the course of their work.
Like if your company sends you to a war zone. But COVID-19 has changed what's considered hazardous. Jonathan Siegel is with the law firm Duane Morris and advises businesses on issues like this.
It's not just healthcare. It's those courageous people that are working in supermarkets and pharmacies. They are taking risk to keep all of us alive.
And that can be said for lots of workers these days. Monica Moody is 22 and works as a packer at an Amazon warehouse in North Carolina.
My role has changed dramatically. Like, I have to be even more careful than what I already was being inside of that building.
Moody is a member of United for Respect, which is calling for better working conditions and pay. Amazon has temporarily added $2 an hour of additional pay for workers. Moody thinks it should be permanent. And that, says Trivedi, is an issue for any company thinking about hazard pay.
How do you decide that the risk has reduced enough that you no longer need hazard pay?
And even if a company decides it's safe, will workers be on board? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.